This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. We're streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and pick up right where you left off. And I'm feeling good this morning because it is the beginning of March. Yes, it's March. It's here. March, my favorite month. March 1st, 2025. And March means I get to remember my incredible March memories. From Gary Williams in the tournament, the UMD Terps Championship when I was a kid. I loved Juan Dixon and Steve Blake. To George Mason and Jim Larrañaga leading them to the Final Four. And then for college, I went to VCU, and they made a Final Four as well. So many great March memories. It's my favorite month outside of probably my birthday in December, and that's because of basketball. More specifically, college basketball. The mayhem, the buzzer beaters, the brackets. As a kid, a lot of you were probably like me. The bracket was the coolest part, man. Picking the 12s over the 5s, 14 over 13. I loved the upsets. I loved filling those out as a kid. It's my favorite month of the year. And as I got older, I started following closer. I realized that the college basketball nuts, the ones that watch every game like myself now, they realize conference tournaments are even more fun than the NCAA tournament. Because everyone's invited. Seniors playing their last games. It's win or you go home, and it's against your biggest rivals with all the biggest fans gathered in the same city for a neutral site tournament. The ACC tournament is always magical. The A-10 tournament's filled with upsets. That'll be in D.C. this year. Big East, big moments. And this is the time of year when your last couple of games, you move up or down the standings, and conference tournaments actually begin at the lower conferences on March 4th, just in a few days away. We're going to start the Sun Belt, the Patriot League, and all those conference tournaments. So I'm going to bring you my Chance to Dance segment today, where I do the research for you, bring you the latest bracketology for all the schools in the DMV with a chance to dance, who has a shot to make it to the 2025 NCAA tournament with Chance to Dance. I'll go through the current bracket and tell you about the teams that I think are on upset alert. I've already got your bracket busters ready for you. We'll get into the NBA. Washington Wizards, how did they look post the trade deadline? A lot of younger pieces getting in on the action. I'm excited about next season after we draft either Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey. Alex Ovechkin and his hunt for history. And the latest at the NFL Combine. and how it affects the Washington Commanders. This week, both Dan Quinn and Adam Peters spoke to the media. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. So the NFL talk of the town right now is the combine in Indy. All the NFL personnel are there, coaches, athletes. You got reporters all around the country, and some of them are fighting at Starbucks. It's the big event every year that gets all this attention. Right? And it's even getting more attention than live sporting events that are going on in the spring. Right? And it's just so interesting because I can't get that excited for the combine, but I get excited for all the stories that come out of it. Right? Like, I'm not really interested in watching the 40-yard dash, the receiver drill, except for seeing that guy get hit in the face with the ball, quarterbacks running around, guys in underwear. It's never done it for me. But the stories that coming out of the combine are amazing. Right, so it started with, oh, is Matthew Stafford going to go to Vegas and play for the Raiders, right? And Aaron Rodgers made it very clear he wanted to go to L.A. L.A. figures out a deal with Matthew Stafford. He's still there. That becomes the first big domino to follow the offseason. The Rams have their quarterback. So does that mean that the Vikings are going to keep their quarterback and Sam Darnold? The Jets already want Rodgers gone, so now maybe he's rumored to stay in the state of New York and play for the Giants? I mean, free agency, it seems like this season could be a bit of a dud in the NFL. I mean, you look around every single position, there's just not, you know, tier one guys. There's not really franchise-changing free agents this season. But the trade market seems pretty hot right now. I mean, it feels like every team in the NFC West has a wide receiver for sale, right? Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, the front runners. I mean, Washington. Do you guys want either of those? Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel? Why wouldn't you want Deebo Samuel? I would. But at the same time, you know, we have to see what Adam Peters wants this offseason, because it's all about bringing in the right guy to fit the culture that Dan Quinn has built in year one. For the first time in a long time, though, I trust the front office to get that done. But, you know, there's going to be some quarterbacks on the move. Others are going to stay put. How great is it as a Commanders fan to not have to worry about any of the quarterbacks in the draft, any of the quarterbacks in free agency? Washington, for the first time in probably 30 years, outside of maybe the one RG3 year, but he wasn't healthy, and the Kirk Cousins year after that, we are not in the quarterback hunt at all. Washington is focused on every other position but quarterback. To me, it's relieving. It really is. I mean, quarterback hell, you don't realize you're in it until you get out of it. And now you look at the Giants, and I'm laughing. I'm laughing at what's going on in New York. What are they going to do? Tennessee's got a problem. They've got to figure out, are they going to use the first overall pick on Cam Ward? Are they going to trade back? I mean, there's so many teams around the NFL that are in this quarterback hunt. It is QB hell to not have your guy and to be searching. And you could be a team like Vegas that doesn't even have the top pick. Like, it is just, it's a terrible position to be in, and it's so relieving that Washington isn't focused on that. And I think it gives Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, it gives the Washington front office so much more of a focus on what they want to achieve, right? We have Jaden Daniels. What's next? We're trying to maximize the talent we can put around Jaden Daniels. Adam Peters has got to be thinking in his mind here at the combine, how could I put the best 10 guys around Jaden Daniels in 2025? Jaden and 10. Because when you think about who's going to come back on the offensive side of the ball, Jaden, I say Austin Ekeler, Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz, Tyler Biadasz, Brandon Coleman. Cosme's injured, so maybe he comes back for the start of the season. That'd be 7. So you have to go get 4 players this offseason. Offensive linemen are all getting signed. Can you maybe get one? And then in the draft, can you get 2 or 3 more? Can you get 1 wide receiver in free agency? And then the rest, you're going to have to get some defensive players, because I think the draft is going to be a lot of offensive line, defensive line, maybe a wide receiver or a running back. So this is such a crucial offseason for the Washington Commanders. You know, that's been my take all offseason long. It's the most important offseason in Commanders history. But now I'm starting to realize that this offseason, as bad as it was to give up 55 points to the Eagles and let Saquon run all over us, and really that was the game, that was the season, and that's where we lost. But I think we need to do the best we can to make sure that Jaden Daniels has the right weapons around him so that he can take a step forward. It's going to be so tough for him to take a step forward, for him to improve when he had this incredible season, and he's still the talk of the town. He really is. I mean, you look at ESPN, their lead article this week was Jaden Daniels' breakout, still ongoing? We'll get to that with Mike Tannenbaum's report later today. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. We got a lot we want to get to on the show today. So we'll be talking about the Commanders offseason. I wanted to get into Jaden's development and how he can improve working with Cliff Kingsbury for another offseason. I'm going to go back to my Commanders offseason wish list. What do you want in free agency? What positions? We don't have to get into exact players, but what positions do you want Washington to target in the NFL draft? And I want to hear from you guys about my hot take about the draft. Thursday night of the NFL draft, I don't think it's going to be worth watching for Commanders fans. I do not think Adam Peters selects a first-round draft pick. We will see. I expect him to work the phones and trade that pick back. Try to acquire picks 35 and 50 or something like that. Get more value. Because at pick 29, are you really getting first-round talent? At what point in the NFL draft does it go from first-round talent to second-round talent? To me, that's around pick 24, 25, 26. Like, I think the top 25 players are legit first-round picks. And then after that, like, there's going to be a slide on a few players. There's going to be a position or two that, you know, a team feels like they might need to trade up if they really want to get their guy at that position. By 29, it could be a really great position for Adam Peters to just pick up the phone, say, hey, I'm not interested in the best player available here, but you might be. Let's see what you're willing to give up for him. And I think that's why I don't believe Washington will select a 29 overall. I just think there's so many positions that they need to improve on. Free agency seems like it's going to be kind of a dud. Maybe they get one or two guys in a trade, and then it's all about the draft, and they're going to try to acquire as much talent as possible. And really, that's how you build out an organization. You don't, actually. You don't. As much as the fan base and the fan in me is saying, trade for Debo! Trade for him now! Like, that's not how you really build. You really build by the draft. And then you draft these guys, and then you re-sign them, and you retain your own talent. That's how you build. And that's what Adam Peters was brought in to do. So we'll see if they make a trade or two, and we'll see how free agency works out. But it's going to be a very crucial draft, and I do not think Washington will select at 29. I think they'll trade back and try to acquire more draft picks. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Are there any rookies that you want Washington to draft that you think could kind of slide to them or be available in the second or the third round? 1-800-636-1067. We're talking Commanders here on a Saturday, March 1st. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and you can always check me out in Richmond Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app. Download it today. Just search 910 The Fan to hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. So, AWOD's Commanders offseason wish list. Washington's being involved in talks for a wide receiver. I want to trade for a legit wide receiver number 2. Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, the two names that are out there right now. It feels like there's, you know, some heat on Deebo coming to Washington. And I think really the Deebo trade is all about absorbing his salary, and Washington could afford to pay people this offseason. So Deebo seems like the right guy. What else do I want this offseason? Adam Peters, I've identified the one thing I need you to do most this free agency. Find an up-and-coming cornerback. We've got to find a young corner that's ready for that second contract and bring them here and let them be part of this young defense that's growing here in Washington. Team them up with Mikey Sainer still. And that way, Marshon Lattimore doesn't have to be, you know, you're depended to be the cornerback one next year also, right? I want Adam Peters to find a corner in free agency and then an edge rusher. Draft, offensive line, defensive line, maybe squeeze in a running back or a safety as well. And probably got to shore up the kicker position this offseason as well. Let's go out to the phone lines. What's on your Commanders offseason wish list? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Razor in Bowie. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, A-Rod, I love your show, man. I talked to you one other time. You're the best. So
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. You. I wanted to, I know they're not a dime a dozen, but I like to clone Saquon Barkley. I mean, we have some running backs, and they're good for a few yards, but, man, we need a guy with breakaway speed. You know what I mean? I would love to see a breakaway running back and, like you just said, a number two receiver to complement Terry McLaurin. Also, like everybody has said, we need an edge rusher. We need offense. We need half a team.
Yeah. But, well, Razor, hey, you just answered the question I'm going to ask you here, which is they might have to make a decision in the second round. Do we go get that breakaway speed running back, or do we go get that top edge rusher? Which is more important?
Oh, man. Boy, that's a good question. You know what? I'm going to do like Doc Walker. I'm not going to play general manager. I'm going to let Adam Peters cook. Whatever he says, I'm okay with it.
All right. I hope you weren't saying that about any of the other GMs, Razor.
Oh, no. I'm diehard Redskin, Burgundy Gold Commanders. Before I came out the womb, I was a Redskin fan.
All right, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Razor
Thanks
points, too.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yep, running back and edge rusher. Running back and edge rusher. Those are two positions that you're going to have to probably get in the draft, not in free agency. I just don't know that there is a top edge rusher that we can get in free agency, unless we're swinging a trade maybe for Myles Garrett. That chatter kind of quieted down, and then Myles Garrett kind of shut the door on any contract negotiations for Cleveland. So I think it will pick back up again in a few weeks. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Landover. What's up, Mark? You're on the Fan.
Top of the day to you, Adam. Great show as usual, buddy.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. Hey, look, I was telling Heavy Metal, shout out to Heavy Metal, too, and the girls. Hey, man, Adam, you're hitting the nail on the head, buddy. I don't know how anybody, after we watched that last Super Bowl, how Philadelphia's lines were so dominant, and that was such a dominant win by them, by somebody going for a three-peat, could draft anybody but what you said, and that would be in the trenches. When are these people going to learn, Adam, that, man, the big guys are where it's at, man? We get the big guys on both sides of the ball, man, hands in the dirt, like Doc says, tells you and me all the time, Adam, there's no way we're not going to have success.
Yeah, and Mark, to be honest with you, I wanted to get one or two offensive linemen also in free agency, but the best guys are re-signing with their teams right now, it seems like.
I think you're right, Adam, that they're going to stay where they are, and I think you're going to have to build through the draft, man, just like Tom Landry and all the other great coaches, Don Shula and everybody else, learned that that's how you win, buddy. Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, everybody, man.
Yeah, but what happens, Mark, if they get to a point where they just don't feel like they're going to be able to do enough, and you know, this is such a crucial offseason, do you try to swing a trade then at some point to bring in a top offensive lineman, or do you just wait for this draft?
Well, Adam, you know, you can't mortgage the future on wannabes, and if you try and do that a lot, then you're going to be heading back towards Snyderitis, and we know how much we hated Snyderitis. Snyderitis is a plague, buddy, that is infecting professional sports and everything we touch.
Not anymore.
Attaboy, Adam.
How do you feel about Deebo Samuel?
I think if you could get a good deal for Deebo, and he still has it in him. I think he's an excellent player, and I think that if you could get him for a good deal, he deserves a chance because of what he's done.
Yeah. Good call, Mark. Thanks for chiming in.
Hey, buddy, take care. Be safe, Adam. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. It's kind of funny how Washington drafted Jaden Daniels last year, and then immediately there was all this talk about Washington trading for a San Francisco wide receiver to team him up with Jaden Daniels. They were buddies in college. Brandon Ayuk, right? That was the talk. Now it's Washington's talking for trading for a 49ers receiver, Deebo Samuel. Like, that's the guy I wanted last year, not Brandon Ayuk. So, yes, I want Deebo Samuel. Now, he hasn't had 1,000 yards in three straight seasons, and his rushing numbers are down the last three seasons. Maybe hasn't been motivated as much. I think you point to how much talent San Francisco brought in, right? They added McCaffrey. They added Jennings. They still got Kittle. They got all these weapons, and so, yeah. Did he get less targets? Yes, he absolutely got less targets. He got less carries the last 3 years. Like, that's why his numbers have been down. And I also think Jaden Daniels is much better than Brock Purdy. Tell me I'm wrong. Is Jayden Daniels already much better than Brock Purdy? I think he's going to unleash Deebo Samuel if he came to Washington this season. I think that would be perfect. The eye test to me shows there's still a lot there. And that they added more talent, but he's still a guy that can break tackles and make big plays. And I could see a world in which Deebo Samuel comes to Washington and has 800 yards and 6 touchdowns and 100 yards on the ground and a couple of touchdowns, right? I mean, I think his connection with Adam Peters, one. The fact he's a great gadget piece, you'd think a smart NFL mind like Cliff Kingsbury would be kicking and screaming for a talent like Deebo Samuel. Right, I mean, Cliff is such an innovative offensive mind. You don't think he would like a guy that you can line up in the backfield and in the slot on the outside? He's basically an Austin Eckler 2.0, right? But he's bigger and stronger as well. I mean, if the thing is, how much does it take to get him? But if it's all about you're getting him for a third or fourth round pick next year, and it's all about just getting his massive contract, it feels like, yes, make that move, right? And I don't think his contract's going to be that killer for Washington. I don't, because they can afford it right now. Maybe not in 3 or 4 years when Jaden's deal is up and he's ready to get paid, but right now they can afford to pay him. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond 910 AM 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app here on a Saturday, March 1st, just after 9:30 AM, and we are live and local until 12:15 today. Here on The Fan, on 980 as well. We've got some good sporting events coming up today as well. Wanted to mention Caps Lightning and Marquette against the Hoyas. Shaka Smart against Georgetown tonight should be a good matchup. So, Washington Commanders. You guys know if you've been listening to this show, Saturday mornings with AWOD, I've declared this is the most important offseason in Commanders history. In my mind, it's not even close. All right, I'm 32 years old. I was a season ticket holder for 17 years during the Snyder era. I'm proud to say I survived the Snyder era. And this offseason is the most important offseason in Commanders history, in the history of the franchise, because we finally have our quarterback. And that's the first time in my lifetime that I can say we have a franchise quarterback. Oh, what about RG3? That's healthy going into the offseason. We're the sexiest NFL team in the league right now, where everybody's talking about Washington. Jayden Daniels has created this the most positive destination image for Washington since the Joe Gibbs era. Players want to come here. They're telling their agents they want to play here. They're telling reporters they want to play here. They're telling Frankie Luvu they want to play in Washington. Right? Luvu said that a couple weeks ago. Dan Quinn, they want to play for him. Right? Players coach of the year. With Jayden Daniels, your rookie of the year. And so, through the first month of this offseason, one thing I noticed was Jayden Daniels is still front and center. NFL Rookie of the Year, most popular player on Radio Row, and it continues. Jayden Daniels is trending. He's trending. Almost every article about the NFL mentions Jayden Daniels. What can Jayden do in year two? Everyone wants to know, right? Everyone's talking about what can Jayden do in year two. Other teams are comparing other rookies to Jayden Daniels. He's the talk of the town still, including our own WUSA 9, Jayden Daniels says, or they say Jayden Daniels is, the talk of the NFL Combine. With a quote from Adam Peters saying, having a quarterback is a great thing, and not just a quarterback, but a really good one who is an awesome person. I'm proud of that, and proud of Jayden, what he accomplished. Everything that he's accomplished, he's self-made. He's got two great parents that helped him a lot, and a lot of people that helped him along the way. But he was never given anything. To have somebody like that leading your franchise is really cool. After his rookie season, WSA9 asked Falcons head coach Raheem Morris. Says Daniels firsthand this past season in their matchup. And he said if VR was going to be the way of the future with young quarterbacks. Morris said it's a copycat league. I think everybody will try or have an option of it. Be able to put that out there in front of their guys and see if they can do it. If it translates. But Jane Daniels is a different guy. So he's changed the league with his VR headset. He's changed the way teams are looking at rookie quarterbacks with the amazing season he's had. He's front and center, right? And front offices around the league, they're looking at these athletes in the combine, and they're like, wow, how can we bring in somebody that can give us a rookie season like Jane Daniels? Well, Washington's front office is looking at these athletes in the combine, and they're saying, how can we get better to maximize this window with Jane Daniels on a rookie deal and money to spend? So it leads me to kind of changing my opinion on this offseason. Not only is this the most important offseason in Commanders history, but the front office needs to do everything possible to put the most amount of talent around Jane Daniels as possible. Because he's the talk of the town. And the talk of the town is about who's going to play with Jaden. And that's why I love Washington being in conversations for Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, T. Higgins. Our front office, who I trust, will do every bit of research, open every door, every crack, and have every conversation, right? And decide who's the right guy for them, right? There's running backs at the combine that I would love, right? Wide receivers, tight ends, offensive line. The more I think about it, the answer is this offseason is about the offensive side of the ball, and it's about Adam Peters in that front office identifying the right guys to fit the culture that we're building here, all right? And that's because everybody is going to be gunning for Jaden Daniels next year. Everyone's going to be gunning for Jaden Daniels next year. Like, think about it like this. This is the way I look at it, right? All right. Cliff Kingsbury, the knock on him was he's going to fall off the cliff every year. Every year he starts off hot and then defenses change. This entire offseason, defensive coordinators are going to be talking about how to stop Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, and Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Like, defensive coordinators are going to stay up late all offseason here talking about ways to stop Jaden Daniels. They're all watching tape. So many of defense coordinators are probably having a blast, having a pop with their assistant coach, talking about how do we solve Cliff Kingsbury's offense? We solved it before, we can do it again. That's what they're thinking. Because every year he used to fall off the cliff. Not this past year. Defense coordinators are mad. Washington's not going to surprise anybody next year. They're going to get everyone's best shot. And so that's why this is such a crucial offseason. You have to improve. You have to bring in so much talent because I think Washington surprised Cincinnati last year, and that game jump-started the whole season. Nobody will be surprised. We've got to reload this offseason, get better at almost every position. Like Dan Quinn said, somewhere Bobby Wagner's getting better. It's up to all 22 starters and backups in Washington to get better this offseason and the front office to make sure that they bring in more talent as well so that the team can improve. But as great as Jaden Daniels was as a rookie season, I really think he pissed off a lot of defensive coordinators because they see how much shine he's getting and Cliff Kingsbury, and they're going to work all offseason to try to stop him. So that's why it's so important that Washington brings in all this talent, because asking Jaden to go out there and do it again with Olamide Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown? Like, no, that's not plausible. That can't happen. You have to make sure that we do everything possible to make sure that Jaden Daniels has an upgrade at weapons, because the defense coordinators will see what's coming a little closer this year. They will start to figure things out of what made Jaden Daniels so successful. Believe me, they're all mad. They're all mad that Washington went from 4-13 to 12-5 and two more wins in the postseason. So if Washington wants to keep up with every team that's on their schedule, they've got to make sure that the talent level in the building is much improved. And that's up to Adam Peters in the front office. And that's why, you know, it feels like they're picking up the phone and talking to everybody, right? I mean, Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel. We're involved in every conversation. Everything that's out there, it feels like, for a skilled player, people are talking to Washington and kind of gauging our interest. And It's just that's what a good front office does. This is such a crucial offseason. We need to do everything possible to make sure that Jaden has the most talent around him. He's the talk of the town right now, and that's a great thing. But I'm telling you, they're pissed, and they're going to try to find a way to stop him next year. They're going to do everything to stop him. So we've set a standard in year one. We've established a culture. I'm not sure. Maybe that Deebo Samuel fits that culture, right? That's what's up to Adam Peters here. They established the criteria of what they're looking for. Last year in the draft was leaders. All the draft picks were captains. What did Dan say earlier this week? He said, we want guys who love ball, competitors, right? So it's all about those guys identifying the right piece this offseason to come in and improve the talent in the building so that we don't take a step back. That's the last thing I want. What do I want next year? Honestly, I want to win 13 freaking games. I want to win 13 games. I want to win the division. The division that hasn't had back-to-back champs in 20 years. That tells me Philly's not going to win it. It better not be them damn Cowboys. And I don't think New York's going to be very good at all. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 1067. The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Here on a Saturday morning, March 1st. It is March. I've got all these great March memories. We'll talk college hoops later on the show today with Chance to Dance, who has a chance to make it to the NCAA tournament from the DMV. David Harrison was in Indy for the Combine. He will be our Commanders reporter to join the show today at 11 a.m. Phone lines are always open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, AUDACY, it's radio on the go. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. I was just talking about how, you know, I do think this is the most important offseason in Commanders history, and it's not just because Washington has to get better, but because of how many defensive coordinators are going to be spending the entire offseason trying to figure out Cliff Kingsbury's offense, trying to figure out how to stop Jaden, how to slow him down, what makes him tick, what really makes him nervous, what can you do to put pressure on him? I mean, he was great this year, I will say. I did think the pressure up the middle got to Jaden Daniels, and we saw that in the Eagles, both Eagles games, really. Maybe all three Eagles games because of how good that defensive line is. He is, like, so good at just beating an edge rusher to the sideline, but when the pressure's up the middle and it's in your face, it's tough for any quarterback. So it's up to Washington, the front office, to put enough talent around Jaden, help out that offensive line to give him more time and more weapons around the outside. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Commanders fans, we want to hear from you, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Dan in Fairfax. What's up, Dan? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. How's it going, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem, man. What's going on?
First of all, I just want to say I'm very proud of you because you've come a long way. I remember meeting you like 8 or 9 years ago at the summer dress party, and I told EB needs to quit making fun of you and everything. So
yeah. Dude, those summer dress parties were so much fun. I miss those.
You do a great job, though, man. Everybody does a good job at 106.7 The Fan. I think it's the best sports radio station I've ever heard.
Well, we'd love to hear that, Dan.
I'm really proud of Jaden Daniels, too, man. This guy set records. I knew he was going to be good, but he exceeded my expectations. And I love the fact that he set a record for rushing yardage and, you know, it got us so far. Of course, we got blown out by the Eagles, but I'm looking forward to this year, too. And I really love everybody at 106.7, as I previously stated. And I really like Bar Winkler. I wonder if we're related.
Thanks, man.
Good call, Dan. Appreciate you chiming in. It is so cool, really, to just sit back and think about what Jaden did as a rookie. I mean, he came in and did things that this league has never seen before, the comebacks, the Hail Mary, and he just got better and better and better. That's the other thing, right? Like, he didn't peak with the Hail Mary. He could have. That could have been his best player of the season, right? Then he had 5 touchdown passes against the Eagles. He was clutch against the Falcons. Even better in the postseason, right? I mean, I told you guys a few weeks ago, I sat back, put my feet up, grabbed a beer, and watched Washington beat Detroit's ass the other weekend. And it was the greatest thing ever. It was so much fun. I had a listener text me. He goes, Washington's playing against Tampa Bay on NFL Network. They're down 17-13. I wonder how this one's going to turn out. Right? Isn't it just so much fun to rewatch games when you know your team is good and you have one of the best players in the league in Jaden Daniels? It's incredible. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Good morning, AWOD. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, look, I think you made some excellent points about this offseason. I think this is a very tricky offseason for Washington because we're talking about some of these big names that they're going to bring in or potentially bring in. They come with big salaries. And they have 28 or 27 free agents. That's half of their football team.
Yeah.
So if they allocate $24 million or $23 million to one player, then they have to sign almost half of their roster with the remaining salary cap room. So I think it's a very tricky situation for them. And the thing, there has to be an adult in the room making the decisions, okay? Because while we're all happy that they got to the NFC Championship game, we can't turn a blind eye to the fact that they could have lost 5 or 6 of those games. Okay, they were coin flip games. And so they weren't, in my opinion, they weren't a dominant football team. They weren't a dominant 13-4, 12-5 team last year. They're very good, and they deserve to be where they were. But someone has to be the adult in the room and realize that, hey, we're not a player or two away from winning a Super Bowl. So I think they have to be very careful about going out here and signing someone who's going to take up $20 to $30 million worth of salary cap and still have to sign 27 players with the remaining salary cap, where you're going to average $2 million per player, and you're going to have a bottom-of-the-league talent on that type of roster. So I think it's a very important offseason, but they also have to be totally objective here and realize exactly where they are as a football team and be very careful, because 2 years from now, they may have to pay Jaden $70 million a year.
Yeah, so, Gary, let me ask you a few things. So, number one, I agree with you on how important it is to get this right this offseason, right? You have to get it right. And I think Adam Peters will view this as, hey, we won 7 or 8 games rather than winning 13, right? They went from 4 wins to 12. I think he's going to treat this like an offseason, like it's a team that won 7 or 8 games. They're going to try to build in the draft. But, like, for example, if you trade for a Deebo Samuel, here's why I think this could work, all right? And you tell me what you think about this, Gary. Deebo Samuel's getting this bloated contract for the next 2 years, all right? And you can afford to pay him because you have the money to spend right now. And I get you have so many free agents there. But think about it like this. That contract then becomes a placeholder for Jaden Daniels' long-term deal. Because as soon as Debo's off the books, you slide that money over to Jaden plus even more. So, like, you can afford to pay him right now. I get we have a ton of free agents, but I think you can afford to pay Deebo Samuel.
Oh, you can. Yeah, I agree. You have the cap space. But let's just say, I don't know what his cap number is right now. Say it's $24 million, okay? Then whatever they have in cap space right now, which I think is like $90 million, that takes you down to less than $70 million. And then you still have to sign 27 or 28 players at $70 million.
Well, I think we're going to sign 27 or 28. I think we're going to sign 15 of them.
Well, you still have to build a roster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to have a 53-man roster.
Right, and then you'd get probably 7 guys in the draft.
Yeah, you get 7 guys in the draft, but you're right about that. You get 7 guys in the draft. That's you're correct there, but you can't assume that those guys, especially the bottom 3 or 4, especially based on the draft this year, those guys aren't going to help you. Right. Okay? They only got really help from three guys in the draft this year. Okay? Right. So I just think that I'm glad to hear what you said, that Adam Peters is probably going to approach this like a 7-win team, and that's exactly what he needs to do. Okay? And if you sign a Deebo Samuels, I think you're signing him saying we have a chance to win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years.
Right.
And I think we just need to be very careful with that. Jaden Daniels is going to be here hopefully for 15 years. And so we want to make sure that we're making good decisions right now to put the best roster on the field. And I'm just not so sure that Deebo Samuels, who couldn't win with San Francisco, is necessarily going to come and be the difference maker here in Washington.
Yeah. Good call, Gary. And the last thing I'll say about, you know, what you're calling in about is, you know, there are so many guys on this roster currently that are free agents, and we won so many games that, like, the homer in you would say, we got to bring them back. But that's up to Adam Peters, the businessman here, to let De'Ami Brown walk, to let Noah Brown walk, to let Olamide Zaccheaus walk, because they were part of a team that won 12 games. But I think you could get a guy that's just as good for probably the same price that's out there, because that's what they did this past offseason, right? I mean, Zaccheaus, he signed a small deal here in Washington. So many guys signed one-year deals. We could do that again this offseason and let some of our own guys go.
That's I mean, you're correct on that. I mean, but again, the problem is exactly what you said, that the element of surprise is going to be over.
Yeah.
It's going to be tougher for Jaden. Just like C.J. Stroud, it was tougher for him in his second year. It's going to be tougher for Jaden next year because teams, just like it was for Robert in 2012, teams have an opportunity to sit back. They don't have just 1 week to prepare for Jaden. They have months to prepare for Jaden. So I think it's going to be overall very difficult. But, you know, Adam has proven, especially in free agency, that he can identify players that are going to help his team. I still think there's some question about his drafting. But from looking at free agents and proven talent, he's proven that he can bring players in.
Good call, Jerry. Gary, let's go to Jim and Tyson's. Jim, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, I love your program. I listen to this station, but on Saturdays when I'm going to work, I really, really enjoy it.
Appreciate that, man. What do you want to chime in about?
Well, the call you just had is outstanding. I mean, he raises, I mean, from my perspective, I've been a season ticket holder for 49 years, and it's just really nice to hear that perspective. I look at the team and from a skill position, you got five skill players. And if you want to look at Philadelphia, two Super Bowl appearances in 3 years, one victory, they have five outstanding skill players. They've got a credible one, credible two, solid tight end, the best running back, and a fantastic quarterback.
Yeah.
So when you look at our team, we got a number one, and we got a great quarterback. And a great number one, a great quarterback, and we don't have anything else. Deebo Samuels, I don't know. He's a great more than gimmick player. I think that's not fair to say gimmick. But he is not a great number two from my take. And we have to do better on the draft. I know, you know, I was really impressed with Peters on free agency and how he filled this team. I honestly am not impressed with his twos and threes. I mean, other than Sandersol, I'm really looking at this and going, where is the success here? So there's a lot of pressure on him. I know everybody worships him, but I think there's a lot of pressure on him to really develop those two through fourth round selections and get some really marquee players.
Jim, the only thing I'll disagree with is I think we have a tight end. I mean, I'm cool with what Ertz did this year, and I consider be a wash between him and Dallas Goedert.
Oh, I agree with you. But the question is, can Ertz repeat that? And I mean, if he can, you're absolutely right. But we really, I don't know. I'm just saying, I think this is, as you said, I think it's a little bit better than a 7-win team last year. I think it's a 9-win team. And someone mentioned earlier about the how many wins we had that, I mean, a Hail Mary, I mean, my God, that can be a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, 2-point conversion that literally could be caught, that's a loss. So I just really look at it as I hope the strategy is to really zero in on a strong number two and some fantastic, I know fantastic's not fair, but really super strong draft picks, because we can't have another draft year like this. I mean, I'm not talking about Daniels, but the rest of the, I mean, we have to just be honest about it. There's nothing special other than Sandersol in this draft from this year.
Good call, Jim. Appreciate you chiming in. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.